check this baby out.
The planet has a fever.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hello.
Oh, no, they're back.
Testing.
No, yeah, no. Oh, yes.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Gigi Edgley, I play Chiana on Farscape, and I'm the host of Jim Henson's Creature Shot Challenge, and you're listening to Two Downies Dudes.
Julian, what's a shithawk? Some kind of a shitty bird that swoops down and puts poop onto you.
I'm Eric.
I'm Robbie, and this is podcast number 71 of Two Downies Dudes for July 15th, 2015. On this episode, we get some listener feedback, talk about the Bangor Fair, and Dale and Larry talk about 38 awesome things to do in Maine.
Come on, dude.
We're on like Donkey Kong.
All right. We are back in action.
We are back.
Just the two of us this week.
Just the two of us.
It's kind of lonely.
We can make it if we try.
Can we?
Just the two of us.
You and I. Hey.
Nice. Yeah, so we're back. And we just gave our audience a little song, which I'm sure they appreciate.
Yeah, especially considering the fact that I am speaking into a $900 microphone.
You are.
In case you're ever wondering what that sounds like. Sounds a little something like this. It's smooth, huh?
It does sound good.
Nice.
That does sound nice. I am speaking into a $30 microphone, in case anybody wants to know what that sounds like.
Yeah, but you got a nicer voice.
That's
true.
You
got a sexy voice to begin with.
That's true.
I need the extra amplification.
Right. Do we like to tell everybody? Because we don't want everyone out there listening to think all of a sudden we became rich and famous and bought a $900 microphone.
Well, I mean, when you're podcast tycoons like we are.
Right,
you know,
right.
You can afford this stuff. No, we've got a great contribution from Jason Hardison, who was on the podcast last week, who we had an absolute blast with.
I think he felt bad for us. I think he saw our equipment and was like, oh, wow.
Jesus.
How have they been able to do this at all? And so he hooked us up. He gave us a microphone that he had for whatever reason he had it. I think he mentioned on the podcast at some point or maybe prior to us recording, but I believe he mentioned something about him doing some kind of functions or something maybe, or like DJing or something like that.
Events.
Right.
Yeah, he did some PA stuff. So he had some equipment laying around and is letting us use it for a while, or indefinitely, he said. So, big shout out to Jason. I mean, we're starting to come up now. We've got a new mixer. We've got one nice mic, at least.
Yep, and we got a little money in the bank.
We do.
Well, some contributions, some donations. And so, we're going to maybe get another couple decent mics.
We are, and we're going to have a table soon, which doesn't sound like much, but that's actually going to help because we have crazy down east Maine guests who talk with their hands and flail their hands around when they talk.
Right.
And
so
we've had a few guests that have lubricated a little bit before they come on the podcast, so
right,
they get to moving and shaking and
right,
so a desk is going to have nice stationary microphones so they can flail all they want
and hopefully the sound won't be picked up on their flaring.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm going to be building us a desk. So we'll have a desk. We got our new equipment. I mean, we're almost halfway to professional.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're good at stuff like that. You can, like, build things and do things with your hands.
I can. I think we've talked about that before. We've talked about that in the past with Jeremy. You know, me and Jeremy tend to be the kind of guys that work with our hands on a daily basis. We build and create, and you don't.
I think that's what you call men.
Right. I believe that is, yeah. It has something to do with testosterone or something.
Yeah. Well, in other news related to listener feedback and contributions, Tyler sent me a message today on Facebook.
He did.
Inviting me to go four-wheeling.
Really?
And obviously, I have been portrayed as some sort of city boy, ninny, pansy.
Yeah, I mean, that's your own fault, though. You've kind of portrayed yourself as that.
Yeah, I don't do myself any favors.
No, no, you don't.
So he's like, oh, yeah, I know you're, you know, a city slicker, but maybe you could leave the concrete jungle and come four-wheeling sometime. And I was thinking, you know, Eric makes it out to be that I have a vagina, but which may be true, but like I've got like a decent sized clitoris, you know, like a one of those freaky looking ones that's too long that resembles a penis. Like I'm not entirely vagina. Like I do have a little bit of a something that resembles a penis. I'm not making a good case still.
Well, it's better. I mean, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Enlarged clitoris is better than
just vagina.
Just a vagina. Right. Yeah.
If you're going to have a vagina on a man, you should have at least an oversized clitoris.
Right. Yeah.
So you and your oversized clitoris are going to hop on a four-wheeler.
I told him I'm down. Hey, I grew up riding four-wheelers.
I understand. You grew up in
the sand pits. Yeah.
You cannot live in LeMoyne and have never driven a four-wheeler.
Right.
It's not possible.
No.
I think it's a town requirement. I believe it's like a city ordinance in the town of LeMoyne. You are required at some point in your life to drive up a gravel pit wall on a four-wheeler.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And it was cool back in the day because we could get around and go hang out with our buddies without having to catch rides from our parents, because you can ride a four-wheeler, I don't know, whenever, fucking 8 years old.
The township of LeMoyne, the town of LeMoyne, is 95% four-wheeler trails.
I believe that there's legitimately more mileage of trails in LeMoyne than there are roads.
There's got to be.
I'm not sure on that.
And that's combination snowmobile, four-wheeler.
Yeah, well, that's like an age-old battle, though, because there's the Snowmobile Club and the Snowmobile Association in LeMoyne, and they go through the effort of grooming the trails and making it all nice and pristine, and then four-wheelers and dirt bikes come through and just tear the fuck out of it. We used to piss off the Snowmobile Club.
Of course.
That, and we'd go in the Snowmobile Club and clam bake it. Yeah, imagine that.
No. I've never heard of such a thing.
I was actually in LeMoyne today and drove by. This is not going to make sense to anybody but people that grew up in LeMoyne, but drove by the first pit. Obviously, you can't see the second pit from the road.
Right.
But first pit is all grown in. There's no pit there anymore. It's just trees.
It is. Because the Jesus freak. You're talking about the one on the shore road?
No. On the mill road.
Oh.
Remember the first pit and the second pit?
No.
So everybody called it. So the first pit is the one right by the road.
Yes, the second pit
is you take that little dirt road and it opens back up into another pit.
Way down in the back.
And then from the second pit, that's when you can connect to Blunt's Pond.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. But yeah, the first pit's all grown in completely.
Huh.
All rocks in front of it. I don't even know if you could get in there anymore.
I know there used to be some hellacious parties in those pits.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day.
Big time, which... Yeah. Was weird because there was Jim Willis, the police officer that lived right on the shore road.
Right.
But never stopped anybody.
Nope.
Actually got picked up by Jim one night with some buddies.
Down LeMoyne?
Yep. Hammered in the middle of the night. And we were headed, I don't know what the hell we were doing, but we like hopped in somebody's truck. We stole somebody's truck from the party. Well, the guy I was with, he took his buddy's truck without asking.
Right.
His buddy was passed out drunk. So
we just borrowed it without asking. It's not really stealing.
It's not stealing, no. It's just surprise borrowing.
That's right.
And we made it to, we were down by the state park, and we made it to like the corner of Needles Eye Road and, you know, where it splits there, the Walker Road, Needles Eye Road. Go to turn in, boom, blues. So we're like, oh, okay, it's all good. We're good. So he pulls off, and he pulls right into the ditch. Which, that's sign number one, is that you're parked in the ditch.
That's not a good indication of a...
And then we weren't really thinking of the physics of it, but as soon as I hopped out of the passenger side door and fell down into the ditch, a bunch of beer cans came rolling on top of me because the truck was sitting cockeyed.
Right.
So
we're just taking back
obvious.
Returnables.
Yeah.
We need some money.
That's right. At 2 o'clock in the morning. So Jim's like, well... You know, I've got a couple options here. He said, you know, the kid driving went to jail. got arrested for OUI.
So he had no options.
And he was underage. Right. No.
So his options were limited.
No, his option was the back of the car immediately. And then my option was, geez, Rob, I know your mom, so you can either walk from here or I can give your mom a call and you know, she can come pick you up.
I was like, thanks.
I'm good. I'll walk. Yeah. He goes, you know what? Haven't seen her in a while. I'll give Gianna a call and, you know, have her come pick you up.
Yeah.
I was like, no, it's a nice night for a walk. You know, I could use the fresh air, the exercise. No, called up my mom. She came, picked me up, that whole deal.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Gotta love a small town.
Oh, yeah. So.
So you're going four-wheeling.
I'm.
Long story short.
Yeah, long story short, I'm going four-wheeling.
And you know how to ride a four-wheeler.
Oh, yeah.
What you're trying to say.
Fuck yeah. I had an old Polaris 250.
You actually had a four-wheeler?
I did, yeah. Well, wow. I mean, it was Harold's, but I, you know, I rode it all the time.
Right. See, I didn't get to have a four-wheeler growing up because, you know, the whole we were poor thing, so, you know.
I was so privileged. So, yeah, going four-wheeling. At some point, there was no date set, but...
Now, he's got a side-by-side. Am I right on that?
I believe so. Well, I know Jen's got a side-by-side.
Oh, well, maybe that was Jen's.
And I don't know if he has one, too, or if they took hers, or...
No, I've never ridden one of them.
No?
I mean, I gotta assume it's just like a dune buggy. It's like a car that'll go just about anywhere.
Pretty much, but it sits up higher, so it's a lot more comfortable than the dune buggy. You're kind of sitting down in a little more low.
So this has got
exposed.
More clearance for trailblazing.
It's basically like a fucking car. Yeah. Some of them have got friggin' AC radio, all that.
Yeah, see, that's an old man's four-wheeler right there.
Yeah.
When you get to a point where you just don't want to really ride them anymore, but you still want to go through the woods.
Right.
You want to go through in comfort and style.
Yeah.
Because you could just get a Suburban, too, so.
That's true, and just drive on the road. Yeah, another thing that Tyler mentioned to me in his message is that he said, you know, am I retarded or am I missing something here? But I can't find episode number 68. And
right.
I said, no, you're not retarded.
You're not. We are.
I'm just lazy is what it comes down
lazy
to.
Lazy and retarded. We don't know how to count.
Well, that too.
Right. So we went 67, 69, 70. Right.
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 But you know what? It's going to be like Star Wars. It's like a prequel. Like it takes place before, and even though it's filmed after, that's
right.
Yeah. We're going to, I told him that from this point on, episode 68 will be referred to as the lost episode.
Nice.
Because it kind of does exist. It's out there.
It is out there. Well, I don't know if it's out there. It's somewhere.
It's somewhere.
It's not really out there, because if it was out there, people would be able to probably find it, but. They're not going to if it's just with you.
On my laptop.
Right.
And that's it. Well, there's about 3/4 of a podcast on my laptop.
Yeah.
So.
See, this is what happens. I want anybody listening to. Okay, so I know that I have slacked a few times. I've been a little late editing the podcast, and it didn't go up on time. It maybe went out on a Monday or a Sunday night or whatever. But when Robbie is left to his own devices, you get nothing. Literally not a single fucking podcast, late or otherwise. I just want to put that out there.
True.
Yeah.
I can't dispute that. I know. And my only job, basically, is to post it once it's been edited. And a lot of the times, you'll send me the text message, hey, it's edited, ready to go up. People are really going to hate me now. And I'd be like, oh, shit, you know, I'll forget that night, or I'll think of it. And I don't know. This week, my internet was fucked up, and I know, yeah, that's ironic because I'm an IT guy.
Right.
But I share internet with somebody else in my building, and they switched out the router and didn't tell me, so I just saw that it was missing and had nothing to connect to, but lo and behold, they changed the name and password, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, I didn't get the podcast up until Monday night.
My God.
Yeah, which is awful.
But I would like to say that on Saturday afternoon, I sent you a text letting you know that the podcast was good to go.
Yeah.
Right.
So go ahead and hate on me.
And I think the one before that, the podcast before that, I texted you Thursday night.
Here we go.
So we record on Wednesday. By Thursday night, I said, podcast good to go.
I don't know. It was over a week ago. I don't remember.
Anyways.
So I got the podcast up Monday night. I will say, just to check in with our numbers, we have been holding steady. We haven't had a single day in, I think, 4 or 5 months where we haven't had any downloads.
Wow.
There were times, you know, 6, 7, 8 months ago, especially the earlier days, that there would be, you know, a couple days where there were either no downloads or maybe 2 or 3. We've been holding steady at 50 downloads a day on average for the past couple of months.
Very nice.
Which is awesome.
That is really awesome.
And my brother, Dr. Harriman, texted me. I uploaded the podcast, I think, probably about 7 o'clock. He texted me at fucking 8:15 and said, dude, the blueberry bit was hilarious.
Yeah.
So he must have been like finger on the trigger just waiting for that podcast to come out. And so he appreciated the blueberry raking discussion that we had, which I informed him that Jason will definitely be coming back on the podcast to tell some stories. And in other listener feedback, we had a message from Barrett Lunt. Well, he commented on the Prankathon and said that he listened to it 3 times already. once was to cheer up a real bad day, played it for some new listeners and got them hooked. Just great material, guys. Which is awesome. And I think we're going to have Barrett back on pretty soon, too. We're due for some story time with Barrett.
We absolutely are.
What else do we have here? We had a message, too, that I neglected to mention last podcast. It kind of got overlooked. But we did have a message from Jeremy Mace. And this was a couple of weeks ago, which, again, is really not helping with my masculinity situation.
What the fuck is that thing?
What you got?
Oh, a great big giant flying bug.
Oh. You're going to take care of it right now?
I got the solution.
Oh, hey. Let's, since we're talking about manliness and masculinity here and everything.
Uh-huh.
Talk about the fact that if a spider enters the room, you turn into a 6-year-old girl all of a sudden.
No. Let's clarify what that's all about, because that has nothing to do with my testosterone.
What, were you raped with a spider when you were a child?
That's called a phobia.
A rubber spider.
And a phobia is something that nobody can help. There's no control for it. It just happens to be there. And yes, I happen to have a phobia of spiders. But that doesn't have anything to do with my testosterone levels.
Right, you're just afraid of a little tiny insect.
Right, okay, so let's go on and talk about whatever it was that Jeremy Mace was making fun of you about.
All right. So he sent a link to us, and he said, I figured this was probably up your alley, Rob.
Rob.
And I think by up my alley, he meant up my ass.
Right.
And Oh, fuck, I'm really going to shoot myself in the foot here.
Oh, no, yeah, this is going to be
The sad thing is I'd already seen this.
Of course, posted. Because you, like, saw it somewhere and was like, ooh, I want to check this out.
I saw it on a Disney fan Facebook group that I'm a member of.
Of course you did. Of course you are.
So it's called Artist Brings Disney Princes.
Princes, right, not life. Princess. Like, even that, we could give you something.
I know. Artist brings Disney princes to life in stunning illustrations, and they're all total hunks. Agreed.
Oh, yeah? Agreed. Would you call them, would they be referred to as a dime piece?
Oh, yeah. They're fucking cutie pies for sure. Whoa. What is it? Finnish artist Jerka Vatainen. I don't even know how to pronounce. Those are the A's with the dots. Double dots above them, though.
Right. Not single dot, double dot.
And the J is probably pronounced like a Y because they're fucking
or an H.
Jerka. Jerka. Vatainen.
Vat.
He's a bomb. Get down. Has created a series of illustrations featuring beloved Disney princes as real people.
Princes.
And it will leave you wishing they could be a part of your world.
Yeah, see, these are the Disney characters with penises. is what yes. they're referring to. So the first one, we're going to go through them all.
Prince Adam.
Uh-huh. From?
Beauty and the Beast.
Okay. He was?
Transformed into a sexy specimen worthy of the cover of a romance novel. Oh, is he ever. I like how he's got the
little remnant
the white shirt that's
Fabio.
Opened up at the top. Yeah, it's very Fabio-esque.
Yeah. And then we got, okay, that one I know, because that was probably the last Disney movie I watched, which was Aladdin.
Aladdin.
I think I was
see
like
what this brown
13.
Morsel looks like. Oh, yeah.
He's a brown, what is he?
Brown-eyed hunk.
Oh, that brown hunk, just brown. Brown skin.
Oh,
hunk.
No, brown eye. Brown eye for this straight guy.
You don't have to keep scrolling back. We get it. You know, like it. But
I did a double take on that one with the scroll wheel.
Oh, let me check that again.
Look at that again.
Okay, this is?
Prince Eric from Little Mermaid.
Oh.
Little Mermaid. He is a preppy cutie. Oh, so he's dressed up all nice like he's...
He's you.
He's kind of... You think so?
Well, I mean, you're kind of... You're a preppy. I don't know if you're a cutie.
Am I hunky like that?
Well, no.
Kind of preppy, and I get the
physique.
Yeah. And the wispy hair.
Not
I'm going
really,
with a little wisp later.
Oh, have
wisp
you? Oh,
you
do.
Like
yeah, you, oh, okay. Yeah. You'll need more than a half an inch, though, to really pull that off, I think.
Hey, I got more than a half an inch, all right. Let's get that straightened out right now.
All right, who's next?
Hercules.
Okay, I know who Hercules is. I don't know from Disney, but I know who Hercules is.
The dopey yet kind hero is a pouty Roman pinup.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is he ever?
Yeah. This is all feeling very homosexual.
I know. I just thought we should note, too, that we're sitting next to each other on the couch right now.
Yeah.
Which makes it even more weird.
So this is?
John Smith.
From?
Come on.
No idea.
Pocahontas.
Okay.
It's a blue-eyed dreamboat. Kind of looks like...
You keep scrolling back, though. That's my favorite
I gotta,
part.
Like, I got to scroll down to see the bottom and then scroll
back up. And then go back
up
to get a full picture.
I don't know why.
Because you
yeah.
want the whole picture.
I really got
to
process it
right,
all.
Right, right.
He looks like... what's his name? Guy that plays Thor.
Oh, Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, I guess he kind of resembles... Okay, this guy is...
Prince Philip.
From?
Sleeping Beauty.
Okay.
Fuck, I shouldn't know all these... Is a brooding, handsome man.
Okay. You gonna scroll back up? No?
No, that one just gets one thing. He's not really my type.
Prince Charming is from Cinderella?
Yes. Oh, okay. Hey.
Come on,
dude.
That's
got
a fucking cartoon that came out in the 1950s. Like, who the fuck doesn't know that?
Yeah, I know. He's a dapper military man.
Now that looks like you. He's even got the short-haired wisp going on.
Wisp. All right.
Tarzan.
Yep.
Okay. I know Tarzan.
Rough around the edges. A sexy jungle lover.
Wow.
The fucking jaw on
but
that
do you,
one.
Do you agree?
Oh, yeah. His jaw is like cut out of fucking granite.
So you would definitely classify him as a sexy jungle lover.
He is a sexy jungle lover.
Definitely. That's it. That's the end of the list.
Yep, and then it goes down into
a bunch of gay men.
Well, Jesus Christ, yeah. Some huge breasts. This page is unsafe. I think Jeremy Mace is trying to get us infected with viruses.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. Thanks for that, Jeremy.
Absolutely.
Good joke. I hope you die.
Absolutely, Jeremy.
This new mic is great.
It keeps
up everything.
Keep
yeah,
it coming.
Keep it coming, Jeremy. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know about you, Robbie, but I thoroughly appreciate that kind of stuff.
I know
just
you do.
To, you know, for the world to get a real good glimpse of what I deal with on a regular basis.
How about what I deal with? You know what? Next podcast, I'm going to bring a rubber spider. And I'm going to place it somewhere.
A rubber spider wouldn't bother me. I know a fake spider from a real spider.
Yeah, we'll see.
I have spidey senses. They just make me cower in fear.
Overactive spidey senses. So the Bangor Fair was in town.
Oh, Opta Fair.
Opta Fair.
I never made it.
No, well, you kind of almost did. You made it to the gate.
Made it to the ticket line.
Yeah.
And then turned around and left.
Yeah, you had second thoughts, which I understand.
Yeah. I mean, the Fair Sox. Well, the Fair Sox.
The Bangor Fair Sox.
Right. Sorry, let me clarify. Bangor Fair Sox.
Yeah.
Sorry if I offend anybody out there, but the Bangor Fair does suck. It's like, well, I refer to it as the ghetto with rides.
Right.
But, and so we weren't going to be there very long. We were with you, and you were meeting Sarah, and we weren't planning on being there very long. It was $14 a head just to get in. So that's $28 out of my pocket just to walk into the place.
Yeah.
To eat some greasy sausage that's going to cost me another fucking $30.
Yeah.
And only be there for fucking 10 minutes. So I just, it didn't make sense in my head to spend that kind of money for very little bang, you know?
Yeah.
Now the Blue Hill Fair is my kind of fair. That's my kind of fair.
Hell yeah. Well, the Bangor Fair is almost like they sat down and said, okay, what are the worst parts of the fair? Like, what are the weakest points and the shittiest parts of the fair? Let's just have those.
Right.
Let's eliminate everything that's good and just leave the shitty part. So, yeah, it's literally just rides and games and freaky fucking carnies.
Freaky carnies and kids.
And that's it. And kids, yeah.
And not little kids. Like, I can handle the little kids. In fact, tweens. I like the little kids at the fair because they're having a blast. There isn't a little kid at the fair that's just not having the time of their life. It's the fucking tweens.
Yeah.
I can't stand them because they're like all emotionless, you know, like they're not like, we're not having a good, this is so lame. This is freaking lame. It's like, what would you even come here for? Just so you could walk around and hold your little girlfriend's fucking hand? Couldn't you have gone to the mall and done that for free?
Right. I know. And I noticed it more so this year than ever, maybe because I'm getting older, but pretty much the demographic was 10 to 18. That was the majority. It was probably 75%. 10 to 18 age range, right?
Right.
That was starting at, well, I went to the fair twice, actually. One night we actually went and did like the full experience. We were there until closing.
Right.
And started out at, I don't know, 7, 8 o'clock, something like that. Stayed till 10:30 or whatever. But when we first got there, it was like 75% that age range. But as it got later and later, all the families started to weed out. And older and younger, and next thing you know,
right,
I realized that from like 9:30 to 10 or whatever, we were the only people there in our age range, in like the late 20s, early 30s range.
Yeah,
literally the only ones walking around. It was nothing but 16-year-old ass cheeks,
right? Because, in the mouth.
Oh yeah,
the mouth. I was in the parking lot, or the parking spot, I should say, waiting for you to give me word on whether or not we were going to stay or go or what the deal was.
Right.
And just by sitting in the car and witnessing a few tweens pull up, park, and get out, I saw a handful of kids just swearing and just being the most ignorant human beings possible. I mean, the shit that comes out of their mouth, and you know, they're not my kids. Like, if it was my kid, well, my kid, I, you know, God forbid he does this when I'm not around, but he would never dare to do any of that when I'm, you know, hearing range. But even though these weren't my kids, I still wanted to smash their face off the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah.
Just because of the ignorant shit coming out of their mouth. I mean, they can call me, you know, wrong, but I would like to just drive their teeth down the back of their throat.
So you're threatening minors.
I don't give a fuck how old they are. They deserve it. With a mouth like that, you deserve to have it punched. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care what age you are. If your mouth is like that, you need to be punched.
Yep.
That's just my opinion.
And the dress code, clearly. I felt guilty even being there. I had to keep my gaze at the horizon. Like, I did not avert my gaze even 10 degrees down.
Kept running into people.
And I'm a tall guy, so I just kept, like, looking over everybody. Because if you start to look down slightly whatsoever, all of a sudden, you're instant pedophile because there were just nothing but ass cheeks. The girls are all wearing those really, really, like, high-cut Daisy Duke style shorts. Well, they're weird right. because they come up high. They come up above their belly button.
Right.
But then the bottoms of them, the pockets are hanging out and just ass cheeks for days.
Ass
like
cheeks.
The ass cheeks. The Bangor Fair is a pedophile's dream. I'm surprised you didn't go. It's
wow.
And there are entire, you know, people that have made entire careers out of being creepy pedophiles that like looking at underage girls, and they're called carnies.
Right,
or I
right.
think the politically correct term is Carnival Americans.
Carnival Americans is that
they prefer
yeah,
to be yeah. called.
But, yeah, I don't think they have their own group yet. I think we're allowed to still just call them carnies.
Yep.
Yeah. It's not considered racist yet.
Do you don't think so?
Not
know.
Yet.
They do. They have their own little culture and
small-handed cabbage-smelling folk.
That's right. Oh, fucking Carnival Americans.
No, I didn't make the Bangor Fair, and I'm okay with that. I'm
you
perfectly
didn't.
Fine. And, I've already got the dates on the Blue Hill Fair. I know when the Blue Hill Fair is coming, September 8th. So I will be at the Blue Hill Fair with bells on.
Blue Hill Fair has got better food stands. Mm-hmm. They've got more... There are more farmers there. It's more about agriculture.
It it's a county fair. It's yeah. it's a more of a county fair. Fuck the rides. Fuck the games. It's an agricultural fair. So yeah. you get to see the tractors. You get to see the farm animals. And there are an abundant amount of farm animals. Where at the Bangor Fair, there's like one cow, one horse, and maybe a pig.
Yeah, it's a really small section.
Yes.
You got to go down that weird little gully and up the hill. Uh-huh. And then, yeah, there's just that little blocked off area of quote unquote agriculture.
Right.
But yeah, it sucks. Fuck the Bangor Fair. So I think what we're going to do next
is an awkward segue.
Is an awkward segue of things to do in Maine other than the Bangor Fair.
Okay.
With Dale and Larry.
Oh, are they both here?
Yep, they're both going to be here, so we're going to have to hand over the mics because it's impossible to have any kind of conversation with them.
No.
Give
us a break. I'll go smoke a butt.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. Now, this is from BuzzFeed, which is, you know, pretty big website for, you know, little articles and stuff like that.
I've never heard of it, so.
Yeah, it's just like cheap little articles that they post, so... Maine actually made it to one, and it's 38 awesome things to do in Maine. So Dale and Larry are going to give us their take on how awesome these things are.
All right.
What's going on? This is presidential candidate, Dale down Millbridge.
Yeah, this is vice presidential candidate, Larry down Lubeck.
Christ, Larry, I told you it's not official yet.
Well, I think it is.
Be all over the internet now. Well, whatever. This 38 awesome things to do in the state of Maine.
Yeah.
Yeah, real friggin' awesome, I'm sure.
Great things to do when you're here in the great state of Maine, bud.
Oh, yeah, friggin' love it.
Yeah.
Number one is drive the top of Cadillac Mountain.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Number one?
Number one,
that's
yeah.
the number one thing you should do when you come to state of Maine, just drive up fuck Cadillac Mountain.
Yeah, I think last time I did that, I almost fell off the goddamn thing, hammered. We went up there, burned one.
Yeah.
I just about friggin' fell. I got all dizzy because you see everything down there and the friggin' porcupines, everything. You lose your bearings. You're bound to friggin' fall off.
Yeah, and there's a lot of cliffs up there, too.
Yeah.
Quite a few cliffs.
So I'd say, I'd recommend any tourist not go Cadillac Mountain.
No.
Frig that.
Yeah, you probably want to just avoid that. It'd be pretty packed up there anyways. There's always a goddamn half a dozen or more people up there.
Yeah. Friggin' packed.
Yeah.
It says you could hike instead, but if you drive, you'll have much more time to explore the rest of Acadia National Park and the charming town of Bar Harbor. Oh, yeah, friggin' yeah. real charming.
Yeah, that's charming. What's number two? Dan?
Number two is... good thing these are numbered because I can't count. Number two is try the Godmother Sandwich at the Good Life Market in Raymond.
Ooh, Good Life Market. Jesus, Raymond, huh? I ain't been up Raymond in a long time.
No?
No, been a couple few years. You remember that that lady there I was seeing there a couple years back?
Raymond?
No, dear. She was up in Raymond.
Was Raymond up in her?
Well... Yeah, it could have been a little bit of both, really.
That'd be freaking weird.
Yeah, she probably had a little Raymond in her.
I wouldn't be up in her after Raymond was.
Well, I don't know who Raymond is, so I'm not sure if it really bothered me.
Well, you might want to get tested is what I'm saying.
Oh.
says shrimp and garlic aioli. I don't know what aioli is, but yeah. And artichokes equals sandwich, heaven in a sandwich form.
Oh, ain't that good?
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
I stay away from anything called aioli. Number three, spend an afternoon wandering through the coastal Maine botanical gardens.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, botanical, that sounds like there's some kind of robot, like the mechanical robot gardens.
Oh, it's them fake flowers. What is it? Metal, fake metal flowers.
Oh, yeah.
Huh, I ain't never heard of that. I wonder where that is.
No, I don't know where. It doesn't say where it is. Coastal, I mean, somewhere on the coast. That doesn't narrow it down very well.
No, coast's pretty long.
It says the children's garden is the highlight, even for adults. There's a whale fountain, a cat-shaped fence, stepping stones across the pond, and so many beautiful flowers that your eyes won't know where to focus first.
I'll be damned. Fake flowers, though. They're metal robot flowers.
Yeah, sound kind of a ripoff to me. I wouldn't pay to see them Christ-saken things. Pick out 4 or 14 treats at Little Bigs.
Little Bigs, yeah.
That don't even make sense. No. Little Bigs, what kind of name is that? Like, which is it? Is it little or big?
That's one of them. I think they call that an epoxymoron.
Epoxymoron, yeah. I had to use some of that to seal up my dinghy.
Yeah, no, I think that's something different. But yeah,
Well, I'm kind of an epoxymoron because I tried to use that epoxy on my boat and it's still leaking, so...
Right.
I don't know. What are we talking about?
Little Big.
Oh, yeah. They got some fancy-looking sweets. I tell you what, you go up to Dunbar's and get some of the muffins they have there.
Mm.
They're way better than any friggin' fancy epoxymoron place.
Yeah, dip them in your coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, some good.
Yeah, Green Mountain.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I wouldn't visit that fancy place. I'd go just right to Dunbar's. If you're going to go somewhere, I'd go with the good stuff.
Right. What's number five, dear?
Number five is make friends with a goat. At the Freiburg Fair.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Rob and Eric were talking about fairs earlier. They didn't talk about the Freiburg Fair.
No, it's Maine's biggest fair, they say. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like a bunch of friggin' weirdos to me.
I think they only say that because there's just a lot of ground, but not much fair.
Yeah, last time I tried to make friends with a goat at the fair, I got friggin' kicked out.
I remember that.
Says, or a llama, a goose, a guinea pig, or a draft horse.
Oh, tried them all, ain't you?
Well, not the draft horse. That's,
no.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, it is. You don't want to get up behind one of them.
No. No. Number six, spend a few nights camping on Hermit Island.
Hermit Island. Now, where in the fuck is Hermit Island?
I don't know. Is that place that dude was hanging out and friggin' breaking into camps and stuff?
Oh, it might have been, yeah.
Because they said he was a hermit. Maybe that's where he was staying.
Named it after him.
It could be. Or is it like there's lots of hermit crabs? Because if that's what it is, I wouldn't want to stay out there. Them things friggin' freak me out.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. They're not even good to eat like regular crabs.
No, they're nasty.
Yeah.
They got them big, gross bellies on them. They're just gross.
Yeah, so I won't be staying there anytime soon. It says eat at the kelp shed.
Yeah.
Take a dip in the bathtub.
That's not right.
Climb on a giant anchor. And keep your eyes open for deer.
Okay.
Can you shoot them out there, I wonder?
Oh, Jesus. Maybe we ought to go out there. Yeah, that would be a bad idea.
Yeah, Eric and Rob, you guys cut that part out, because if we go out there, it's going to be at night. We don't want anybody knowing.
Right.
So, yeah, cut that part out there, and we'll go on to number seven, which is head to Fort Williams Park in Cape Elizabeth to get a lobster roll at Bite Into Maine.
How come I never heard none of these places?
Yeah, I don't even know. Where's Cape Elizabeth? That in friggin' Canada? It sounds like some Canada place.
Or Massachusetts.
Yeah, probably.
I think that's down in Massachusetts. They got this all fucked up.
They
backwards.
Got that confused, yeah. And that's probably friggin' Canadian lobster, I bet. Yeah, claw meat.
Yeah.
Number eight, watch the sunset over Sebago Lake.
I mean, if you like southern Maine or whatever, you could do that. I don't see why you couldn't watch the sunset over Long Pond or something.
Yeah, it'd be a lot nicer.
You know what I mean? Up Dotty Pond or something. Or you go up Simmons. You can watch the sunset over at Simmons Pond.
Yeah, Blunt's Pond.
Yeah,
Blunt's Pond. That's a wicked nice pond.
That's a good sunset over there.
Yeah, a lot of algae. The sun will, like, reflect off the algae and all the muck and stuff. Yeah. It's wicked pretty. Number nine, take a class at Stonewall Kitchens Cooking School. oh, yeah, let's go to Maine, friggin' go to school. Yeah. Take class.
Yeah.
I didn't make it to friggin' sixth grade in the state of Maine, so good luck with that.
Yeah.
Number 10, go cross-country skiing or snowshoeing at Pineland Farms.
Now that right there, bud, I got to tell you, that's got to be one of the god-awfulest, stupidest fucking things I've ever heard of in my life.
What, cross-country skiing or snowshoeing?
Both.
Both, yeah. Oh, yeah, cross-country skiing. Hey, it's like skiing, only you're going uphill.
Yeah.
And you got to do all the work.
Right. So you come to Maine, and what you want to do is go travel out in 4 foot of fucking snow with a goddamn nor'easter coming in, pounding on you. That's about the smartest thing I've ever fucking heard right there. Come on up to Maine, bud, and do a little cross-country skiing.
Yeah, and why are you even gonna do that? Like, you don't have anywhere to go. It's one thing if you want to get to the store.
Right, and you ain't got no choice.
Yeah, or you're
too friggin' hammered. Because the four-wheel drive is bogged down in a fucking 8 foot snowdrift.
Yeah.
You ain't getting out, so you ain't got really no good choice but throw on the snowshoes and go trudge up to the fucking, you know, trading post or something.
Oh, yeah, and I got snowshoes. You know what they're called? They're called muck boots. That's right. Friggin' snowshoes. None of that fancy L.L. Bean shit.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking from a ways. Number 11. I'm just getting more pissed off by the minute. Eat so many flavorful Brussels sprouts at Blue Rooster Food Company that you become a giant Brussels. Okay, for fuck's sake. Come to Maine and let's go to school and eat Brussels sprouts. Yeah, real friggin' fun.
Sounds like a fucking vacation paradise to me.
What's number 12? Fucking poke yourself in the eye.
Two worst fucking things. You couldn't have two worst things to put together. Brussels sprouts and school.
Oh, yeah.
Bring everybody right back to fourth grade again. All right. What's number 12?
Number 12, wander around the Yarmouth Clam Festival searching for Steamer the Clam. Look at this friggin' guy. They got a mascot named Steamer the Clam.
You know what he looks like, though? Don't really look like, well, I mean, it looks like a clam, just not the kind of clam you'd want to steam looks like off.
Just a big, round, fat one. He kind of looks like that Raymond chick that you was with that
kinda
you were talking about.
Yeah, kind of, yeah, a little palish gray.
Yeah, round, big opening.
Yeah, orange in the middle.
Yeah. Number 13.
Yeah.
Oh, I know this one because we do this from time to time. Browse through the wares at Big Chicken Barn. In Ellsworth.
Yeah,
which I think they got that confused. I think they meant browse through the Watts, because it's not really Wares. You know Wares you're going.
It's just what.
You don't know what you're looking at.
Right.
So you want to browse through the Watts and the whatnots at the Chicken Barn in Ellsworth. That place got some cool stuff, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
You can get old porno magazines. I got some old Playboys in there.
From '60s?
Oh, yeah. Those are the good ones. Before they started shaving, doing all that weird
trimming
stuff down there.
Cutting, shaving.
Friggin'
right.
Gross. Yeah. Anyway, number 14, buy a box of ridiculously cute cookies at Three Dogs Cafe in Rockport.
Now you're just being fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah.
At this point.
Yeah. Go all the way to friggin' Rockport, fancy town, buy fucking funny shaped cookies.
Who the fuck goes to Rockport anyways for anything, ever?
Yeah, that friggin' place sucks.
That's like Bahaba, only bigger.
Yeah, I tried to drive through it once. It's fucking terrible.
Stupid.
Yeah, if I become president, I freaking blow up Rockland.
Yeah.
No, I probably shouldn't say that.
Well, that was Rockport, but Rockland, same deal.
Yeah, blow
anyway.
Them both. Yeah. Anything with freaking rock in it.
And Camden. You might as well go Rockland, Rockport, Camden, Belfast.
Yeah.
Just get rid of all of them.
Fuck them places.
It's like three Bahabas back to back.
Yeah. Number 15, venture to Bridgeton to see a movie at the Magic Lantern. How come I never freaking heard of these places?
I don't even know where Bridgeton is. Is that even in Maine?
I think that's another friggin' Massachusetts one.
They keep getting fucked up.
Or the Bridgeton Twin Drive-In Theater. Yeah.
Oh, so they went right to the next one, was another one in Bridgeton.
Oh, yeah. Let's go friggin' two places in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Hang out with friggin' massholes.
Pretty sure Bridgeton's in Massachusetts.
I think so.
Yeah.
Hike to a secret beach. Oh, yeah, that's a freaking good one. Real secret if they're putting it on here. Seawall Beach isn't actually a secret. Well, there we go.
Right.
But there's limited packing, and you have to hike 2 miles to get to it.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, let's freaking hike.
Where is Seawall Beach? Because that ain't the seawall I'm thinking of. That ain't no fucking beach. That's all rocks.
Yeah, there ain't much of a beach, and I mean, there's not much packing there, but Jesus Christ, I wouldn't walk freaking 2 miles to go to a beach that's not a secret.
What's number 18, dear?
Take a tour of a Victoria mansion. See, I don't even know who Victoria is.
Right. Is she, was she like governor's wife or something a long time ago or something?
I think so. I don't know. Was she a friggin'...
She was maybe Victoria Blaine.
Yeah, maybe she was
Governor Blaine's wife.
That's probably it. Yeah. I mean, that's the only person I know that would have a mansion.
Right.
In Maine is friggin' governor's
wife.
The
only one named Victoria anyways.
Right, yeah. Right. Number 19, go canoeing or tubing down the Saco River.
Or you know, or you could just go fishing. You know what I mean? You could just go fishing. You don't really got to go tubing or whatever.
Well, friggin' Frumways ain't going to go fishing because they're all friggin' vegetarians, or whatever.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, and actually, you know what? I think this is a good one. I like this one. Go ahead and go canoeing down the Saco River and follow it right out to the ocean. Go fuck home. Yeah, I like number 19. I'd say anybody comes to the state of Maine, do that first. Fucking go home.
All right. What's number 20, dear?
Number 20, if you're feeling adventurous, go rafting with Northeast Whitewater. That's another good one. The whitewater rafting, because in this picture, none of them have helmets on or anything. So.
Right. And a lot of big rocks they can smash their face off.
Go ahead and fucking hit your head.
Yeah.
Fucking dummies. 21. Get a dozen delicious donuts at Frosty's in Brunswick.
Oh, no, what? Not Dunkin'
Donuts?
Not
even Dunkin' Donuts. You're going to come all the way to Maine and not go to Dunkin' Donuts.
How are you going
to
do that?
Dunkin' Donuts, fanciest donut place in Maine.
I don't even know. Where's this Frosty's? Oh, Brunswick.
Yeah, that Brunswick. Explains it.
You mean fucking Little Canada?
Yeah, just about. Jesus Christ. 22. Cool down with some ice cream from Willard Scoops.
Willard Scoop. Who the fuck's Willard?
Willard's that friggin' guy down the road that they put in jail for touching children.
Oh, is that who that is?
Yeah, no wonder he's selling friggin' ice cream.
Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah. Well, fuck Willard. Go to Blueberry Hill.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the place to get goddamn ice cream.
Yeah, go to Blueberry Hill and don't get your children touched.
Right. Ain't no pedophiles working at Blueberry Hill.
Number 23, take your dog for a stroll on Mackworth Island.
And then fucking stay there.
Yeah.
With your dog.
Maybe your dog will get eaten by a bear, your friggin' little dog. From a ways.
Yeah, they got, what did they got a picture? What the fuck is that thing? That ain't a dog.
Oh, it's
it?
Like some kind of little friggin' rat dog that all them fancy city people have.
Yeah. That ain't a dog. That ain't a fucking dog, is it? I think they took a picture of a goddamn raccoon.
That's
hiding
what it
behind
looks like.
A tree.
Yeah, well, see, them people in the city, they ain't got friggin' yards for the dogs to run in. So it's like the revolution or whatever, where every generation they start to get smaller.
Oh, yeah.
Because they ain't got a yard to run in. So they just keep revolving into smaller dogs.
I see.
So in the city, they ain't got big dogs. They don't have friggin' pit bulls and Rottweilers in the city. They all keep revolving into smaller dogs.
Yeah, revolving, You're smart, guy. I see why you're running for president.
Yeah, I've been looking into science and stuff like that. And been getting griefed on a lot of these issues. Number 24, pay tribute to the giant bean boot at the L.L. Bean flagship store in Freeport. All right, that one's pretty cool.
You think so?
I think, yeah. I mean,
you
it's
like that big boot?
Yeah, well, I mean, they make friggin' good boots. You got to admit that.
Yeah, the Bean does have a pretty good boot.
They give you a lifetime warranty, but the cool thing is they don't really say which lifetime. So
right.
My grandfather, he had a pair that he passed down. I went and friggin' returned them because there was holes in them. They let me return them.
Jesus, that's pretty good.
I mean, I was hammered. I was yelling at them and stuff, and they escorted me out. But they gave me a new pair of boots.
Fucking right.
So they got good warranty on them. So I'd go visit that son of a bitchin' thing. Look at the size of that boot.
That is a big boot, huh?
They got some friggin' good-looking little tourist chickie hugging up on it.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. She's all loved right up on that boot.
All right. So that so far, we got one.
That ain't bad.
Yeah. One out of 24. That ain't bad. Good job, friggin' BuzzFeed or whatever. Number 25, get a couple of slices at Auto Pizza in Portland for dinner. Oh, here we go with Portland.
Yeah, all you city people, come on up to Maine, then go to the fucking city. That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, if you're going to get friggin' pizza, just go to Pizza Hut. Number 26, then get a chocolate cork at Standard Baking Company for dessert.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've heard about them chocolate corks, you know. I don't think that's quite what they're meaning. That's something different. That's a Southern Maine thing, I think.
Is that like a gay thing?
I think
so. Is that like something that the gays do?
Yeah, chocolate cork.
Chocolate cork. I don't even friggin' want to know what that is. Yeah. 27, see a concert at the State Theater.
I don't... We got a State Theater? Is it like for the whole state?
I don't know. Is that like they got the state police?
I don't know. I never heard of it. Like, I mean, I know we got some theaters around. There used to be a theater in Ellsworth. There's a theater down east or whatever, down Gooseboro way, but Winter Harbor or whatever. But I didn't know we had a state theater.
Right. There's a state park in Lemoyne. There's a Lemoyne state park. I wonder if that's what they're talking about.
And there's a Baxter state park, too. That's a state park.
Yeah, that's a state park.
So it must be state theater. Must be Mainers get in for free. I mean, state parks get in for free. So state theater, we must get in for free.
Yeah, I mean, I'd go like if that. It was Garth Brooks or something. I'd go state theater for free. All right, well, I might try that one. We ought to just go down there, knock on the door, and say, like, what's the deal here?
Yeah.
Like, who's playing tonight?
But I don't know where there is, though. I don't know. Don't really know where it is.
I don't know. That's a good question. We'll have to track that down. 28, meet a moose at Baxter State Park. Oh, yeah, good luck with that one. Just go up and shake his hand.
Yeah. Meet one.
What's going on?
Doing? How's it going, Moose?
Yeah, I'm Dale.
From fucking, down Millbridge.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I'm fucking Bob from Idaho, Moose.
Yeah, that's probably more likely. Yeah. That's what they'd say.
I'm Ralph from Michigan, Moose. Yeah, nice to meet you, Moose.
Yeah, they're trying to get people friggin' killed on here.
I think so.
29, take a ferry ride through Casco Bay.
Sure.
That's not even a friggin' real boat, ferry. Number 30, go apple picking at Pie Tree Orchard in Sweden. Okay, now they're friggin', they are definitely even, way off with that one.
Yeah, they ain't even in the right country no
go
more.
Go to friggin' Sweden. Whoever wrote this is a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Jeez, and I mean, Pie Tree Orchard, that sounds pretty good. If they got pie trees there, like you don't even have to bother to pick the apples
must
and make
be that
them.
Revolution thing you was talking about over time. You
I
know,
think
they
so.
They just don't grow the apples no more. They just freaking grow pies.
Yeah, they realized we're just, there's pies being
cut
made
out
of us
cut
anyway.
They cut out the middleman is what they did.
Right.
And they just went straight to the pie tree.
Yeah, that science stuff's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Take a dip in Lawson's Quarry.
Sure, yeah.
That like Sullivan Quarry? Because that's pretty nice place. Sullivan Quarry, they cleaned that up a lot.
Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty nice now. I'd highly recommend tourists go to Sullivan Quarry.
Yeah, absolutely. Kingsman, too.
Yep.
Kingsman
over
Franklin.
Real pretty place.
Real pretty, yeah, beautiful. Good place to watch a sunset if you really wanted to.
Yeah, it's one of them. I think they call it Hidden Gem. You know, it's where like a lot of the locals go. It's like restaurants, you know. You go to a new town. And it's like, I don't want to go where all the friggin' tourists are going. Like, get me to where all the locals go.
Right.
You know, that's Sullivan Quarry. Frig Sand Beach. Go Sullivan Quarry.
That's right.
Swim with everyone else. 32, celebrate rural living and organic food at the Common Ground Country Fair.
That's probably one of them things that friggin' Queer Robbie'd like.
Probably, yeah.
Because they have more orgasmic foods or whatever.
Yeah, orgasmic food. Yeah. I know. We can't eat friggin' regular food.
No. No, he's got to have his specially designed or whatever.
Yeah, the real freaking fancy, crunchy stuff. 32. Shit. I lost track. It's 33.
I thought that's what it was, but I didn't want to correct you because I wasn't sure, so.
Thanks for that, because you can't make me look bad. If I'm going to run for president, you can't be freaking correcting me, making me look bad.
That's not my job.
So number 33 is have a bowl of chowder at Shitty's. Oh, yeah, that sounds like a freaking good place. I think it's Shuddy's.
Yeah, I think there's Shuddy's. Yeah, you pronounce that a little different.
Yeah, that ain't
Shuddy's. I think it's Shuddy's.
I wonder if that's cousin Shuddy Johnson.
Oh, that might be.
I wonder if that's his place. He does make good chowder. I wouldn't be surprised.
He does have a little trailer like that, I think. You see that little, it's like a little fifth wheel camper.
Is that Shuddy's house? That look just like Shuddy's house.
Yeah.
Except for that fancy awning.
Yeah, that's new. If that's Shuddy's place, then that's new because he didn't have that before.
He must have added that on, yeah. Jeez, that's a nice addition. So, try out Shuddy's chowder. He does make a hell of a friggin' chowder. Christ, he puts everything in there. Anything he's got in the fridge. Friggin' clams, corn. Sometimes he'll throw some hamburger in there, a couple sausages, red hot dogs.
Them's the best ones right there. The red hot dog chowder?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good chowder.
I love his red hot dog chowder.
Yeah.
34, climb the Burnt Meadow Mountain Trail on an autumn day and gaze at the change in foliage. I don't even know what foliage is. Is that like they make aluminum or something.
Yeah, maybe something like that.
Aluminum foilage.
Yeah,
I don't know. Burnt Meadow Mountain. Oh yeah, that sounds like a real nice place too. Burnt Meadow.
When's autumn? Is that like a person or a autumn? Place or?
It's after July. January, July, autumn.
So it's a month. Autumn's a month.
Yeah, comes after July. July, autumn, September.
I see. So go hike foil trail.
Foliage trail and Burnt Mountain. Burnt Meadow. That's like after they burn the blueberry fields, I think.
Oh, I see.
Because that's what it is. Yeah. Maybe it's like a mountain that they burn. I don't friggin' know.
A blueberry mountain, maybe.
That's pretty specific, though. They want people to go up there in friggin' autumn.
Like, is there like a day of that month that you want? We should go? Or?
I don't know. It doesn't say autumn 5th or autumn 6th or anything.
Well, that's too much to think about. All right, what's next? What's next? We got number 35 next.
35. Paddle through Scarborough Marsh in a canoe.
Scarborough. I think that's a main town.
That's way south. Yeah.
I don't know if you really want to paddle through a marsh, though. Kind of nasty.
I don't think so. No, that doesn't sound like much fun. 36 is eat breakfast at Home Kitchen Cafe in Rockland. Here we go with another friggin' Rockland, Rockport.
I'll tell you what, though. Sure. Go down there and do your thing in Rockland, in Rockport, in Camden, in Belfast, in Searsport, and wherever the fuck else. Then go ahead and just stay there. Just stay there. Don't come back up fucking down east. Just stay there.
37 is have a few drinks on the Allagash Brewing Company tour.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if they got...
I don't think you're supposed to, though. It looks like that lady there in the picture, she's kind of hiding.
I think
they caught her. So yeah, I wonder, she was tapping into them barrels, and she weren't supposed to.
Yeah, I wonder if they got Bud Light, because if they got Bud Light, I'd go for a tour there.
Yeah.
See how it's made. 38, finally, make the trek up to Columbia Falls, see the world's largest blueberry. Now that is a friggin' cool place. You ever been up there?
Been up there. Christ, I live in Lubeck. I drive by it all the goddamn time. I had to drive by it just to get down here.
Yeah, that big blueberry, that is pretty friggin' cool, so.
That's one of my favorite places right there, that giant blueberry right there in Columbia Falls.
Yeah.
That's right there on the corner before you go down Jonesport Beals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'd say they at least got a couple on here.
Yeah, I'd say two. That's not bad.
Maybe a good solid two. So I don't know. I guess that's 38 awesome things to do in the state of Maine.
Oh, I could think of probably about another 100 or so more that'd be even fucking better than that. You know, involve a lot of this fucking touristy bullshit, but whatever, I guess. If that's what if that's your thing.
I'm Dale Johnson, Dale Melbridge, and I approve this message.
So that was Larry and Dale's 38 wonderful things to do in Maine.
Yeah, sounded like they didn't think any of those things were very awesome except for a couple, so.
They're a little opinionated when it comes to certain,
everything.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So, that being said, I think that's about all we got this week.
That is. Thanks, everybody, for listening. No, dear. She was up in Raymond.
Was Raymond up in her?
Thanks for listening. If you like the show, let people know. Spread the word. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. Check out our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter. If you have any questions or things you'd like to hear on the show, let us know by emailing us at twodowneastdudes@gmail.com. That's the number 2downeastdudes@gmail.com. If you'd like to contribute to the show, please click on the Amazon banner on our website at www.twodowneastdudes.com. Again, that's the number 2downeastdudes.com. It doesn't cost any more, but we do get a small percentage of the purchase price. You can also feel free to donate to us directly via our PayPal link on the website. Come on, dude!